Hello?
Do I have this thing on right?
Oh, hallelujah. Can you hear me? Do I need to speak out louder? Hello? Hallelujah. This is the day, this is an evening the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Or like Pastor say, or I have to kill somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is new. For Christmas Eve, we're doing something new. And it's a good season because I believe that 2020 is going to be a powerful example of God's power on this land. It's going to be a sign of time to witness, and God's going to bring people to you. And you have to be ready for when they come. So you got to get past yourself. You got to get past them emotionals of what was this Mises that bring pieces to you. And the struggles that is in you, we all go through struggles. But you are equipped to overcome those struggles without looking at them. You have somebody greater that's within you than he that's in the world. And you can put those things underneath your feet and keep moving. Because people are looking for us, even though they don't know they're looking for us. But we've been planted in this area and time, because the time is now. This is the season that the harvest is ready to be plucked. And we have to get ourselves in position, each and every one of us. It's no more time to play games. It's time to get ready, because the battle is on. The battle is on. So today we're going to talk about the power of Christ within us. Because we do have power and we do have authority, if those who believe. Now, one thing that God shows an example of his power is when Jesus was born. That was an example of his power to come himself in the womb of Mary, because it was the power of the Holy Spirit that planted the seed within Mary. And that was power. That was power. Another place he showed power for us is when he went on the cross and brought the power of the cross of forgiveness towards us. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That was power. How many times that we have to forgive somebody and you didn't have the power to do it? And it took the Christ of the anointing to break that yoke of bondage so you had the power to forgive. Amen? And then the other part of the power was the resurrection. The power of resurrection when he came up out of the grave. He said, death has no grip on me. And he had the keys for binding and loosening, so that he can equip us to fight the battle. But he said to his disciples, I'm going away, but I bring you a comforter. So the comforter was the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is power. So is our Father. Our Father is power. He is source. He is energy. Because energy is light. And with light, there's nothing but energy. That's come darkness can't comprehend it. Because it's pushed back the powers of darkness. Amen? This is a simple teaching. It'll be quick and easy. Yes, definitely. We're going to go through this, and we're going to enjoy what the Holy Spirit has to express. And enjoy this evening. Let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3, verse 1. There's more that need to be expressed, but hallelujah. Let me put this behind me. Excuse me. Thank you. I'm new to this one. I have used it once, but I just don't know how to. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3, verse 1. Everybody there? I'm not, but I'll get there. Hallelujah. Alrighty. The word says, if we all will speak this together. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? You know, people are saying that because, you know, when I was a kid, I used to hear, Jesus is coming! Jesus is coming! And then I'll wait till 10 years, I hear, Jesus is coming! When is he coming? And they will scoff about that because they don't understand that Jesus has a way of order how he's going to come. You understand? And when he do come, they better be ready. Amen? Because when he comes, he said, I'm going to come like a thief in the night. And you know how if we knew a thief was coming, we'd be waiting for him, right? And those who ain't waiting for the thief, he'll come. And that thief is Satan that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, don't he? Amen? But Jesus is saying he'll come as a thief as a knight because you're not watching. Amen? Where did we go? What verse were we at? For this, verse 5, for this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of what? Old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then exists perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us. He's long-suffering towards us because he's saying, well, y'all get it? He's suffering because when we hurt, he hurts. Because his love, he loves us unconditionally. So he suffers when he sees that we come out of line. And our hair hurts him. Okay? You got that? Not willingly that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He didn't leave none of us out. We have a choice. We should be watchmen, warriors, bringing warning to others, not petting them, but letting them know, hey, you better get your life right or you're going to hell. We got a shirt called, You Better Learn or Burn. We got another shirt that says, Who Told You That When He's Speaking Out of Order? Amen? Those things are powerful words that brings revelation, if you can get it. It says, you will have to use wisdom. There are things you will have to put up with to stay into position. Because you got to understand, even though we have got rescued and saved, not the world got saved. You know, and they're going to still be the world. And we still got to pull up with some foolishness. We still got to deal with people that comes against us and do unruly things. But we still have power to pray for them. And that was a weapon that God has given us to use. Amen? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Power of Christ. Many times we fall short forgetting that we have power. Many times we have fallen short forgetting that we have power over situations. And you know, the enemy likes to use the smallest little thing. Because you know the smallest little thing we'll stumble over. Because if it's big, we can see it. It's a little small screwdriver at the end of the day when you're trying to leave. We had a witness that one today. Got the whole thing done and we got one last screwdriver. And I bind that thing up and we got revelation knowledge and we got that thing out of there. Because of the power of our, what we had to speak against it. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 1. And I, brothers, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimonies of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weaknesses and fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of the age knew, for if they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Satan over there and trying to persuade Jesus in the garden to go to the cross to die? And he didn't even know that if he went to hell, to where his place was, and snatched his keys, he would never did it. He would say, no, don't crucify him. Because when God got crucified, he came out with all the powers, because something was taken when Satan left heaven, and that was the keys. So if he knew that, that's one thing good about God. He had some secrets. He had some hidden treasures that only he knew about, even though when he established the earth and established everything else, he didn't let them know everything. Amen? That's what he gives us, too. He allows us to know certain things that the world don't know. And we have hidden treasures that's hidden for a certain time that we can give them to. Amen? But verse 9, but it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared to those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches what? All things, yes, the deep things of God. For when man knows the things of man except the spirit of man, which is in him, even so no one knows the things of God except what? The Spirit of God. So carnality can't understand the spirit hidden things of God. That's a weapon. That's a weapon. Because God gives us, in the time we need, revelation knowledge to see things before they come. He even gives us power to speak to our angels to go forth before us. How many of y'all are using your angels? Huh? They'll go before you and fight on your behalf. You know, you do that when you're praying in tongues. You know that? You send your angels forth because there's a spiritual battle going on. Y'all know that? There's a spiritual battle. That means there's an unseen battle where you can't see unless you see in the spirit realm. That's come revelation knowledge is important, because you can see things spiritually. You can have the unction, and the Holy Spirit give you an unction to say, hey, I need you to do this now. And you don't even know what you're doing. And the next thing you know, after you see everything, you see that it was God that did it. And you're like, oh, hallelujah. I didn't even know what I was doing. But, yeah, that's power. That's power. Yeah, power. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are, spiritually discerned. The world is upside down. They see the world through false belief and perverted ways. When you get right with God, you're strange to them, even to believers who has drifted away, are under watered down teachings. If we go to places and I meet people, and certain things that we say, they don't get it. They don't get it. Some people don't, that goes to church, they don't understand about the power of the Holy Spirit. They know about salvation, and that's it. But they don't know about the power of the Holy Spirit that breaks the yoke of bondage, that heals, that brings freedom. They don't understand that. That brings deliverance. They don't understand that. We gave a lady today a prayer book. She had a daughter that's out there in the world. She didn't understand about this stuff. And we give it to her. We pray with her. And she's in tears. Because nobody taught her. There has to be sound doctrine somewhere. But thank God we get sound doctrine here, right? There's a new world order out there with satanic powers. We will have to fight spiritually to fight satanic powers. You can't fight this in the physical realm. Satan is going to resist us. We will need power to seek power. You know, the word says, the deep unto deep. So you need power to seek power. Without power, you can't do anything in the spirit realm. The devil and his demons only responds to power. Isn't Satan wants to have power over the earth? Doesn't he want to have the kingdom of God, his kingdom on the earth? To have everybody to submit underneath his power of delusion? So the demons want power too. But the great thing is that our God is the power of all power. That means he has created power even for Satan, but that's still his power. He uses Satan so that we can rescue others. How do you think we came out of darkness? At the opportune time, the Holy Spirit was just waiting like this and then looking at the Father. Now? Not yet. Now, you know, the word said at the appointed time, came. It was the appointed time that the power came to us. We was appointed before the beginning of time. He chosen us. Isn't that a good thing? So don't get grieved when you see people out in the streets, because they used to grieve when they saw us out in the streets. You don't know when their appointed time is coming. But you have to be in place to be ready to be a witness of power. Amen? Hallelujah. You can, now, the devil and his demon only responds to power. You can be sleeping, and the devil is trying to figure a way through your dreams to manipulate you, to bring fear to you. Because his weapon of fear is what? Huh? Deception. Let's go to Acts 1. Everybody okay? I know that we learned this. This is just something that some of us might need to hear tonight. Might have forgotten. And Oh, yeah, I remember that part. Some of us that's not in the classroom all the time. Yeah, I get good teachings in there. And those teachings will blow my socks off. I remember when Pastor told me I had to go to work. I said, not yet! But it was time to go. I had to be submissive and do what God had ordained for me to do. And for each and every one of you in the classroom, don't be in no rush. Don't be in no rush. Get what you need in that classroom to equip you. Because when you go out there, the world ain't changing. You have to be changing that world, though. And maintain what you have, what you're taught in that, in the classroom. Use it in the houses. Use it at home and practice. Because what you practice, you become. So when you come out to the world, you're walking already with power and authority. Because you practice at home. You practice at home. That's why we have them homes. And the thing is, the good thing about it is, it separates you from the world. So you can get sanctified. And cleaned up. Like a dirty dish. That you can't eat off a dirty, I hope not you don't eat off a dirty dish. But you have to clean the dish to eat it, eat off of it, right? So God wants to eat within you with a clean vessel. Amen? I got that revelation. I don't know, crazy. Acts 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Now, when I came into the place of understanding this here, I was raised Baptist. And I thought that all you had to do was be baptized by water. I said, man, I've been baptized already. I don't need to be baptized again. They don't understand about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, and the power that came with it. All I knew was salvation. You know, I was saved. You know, that once saved, always saved is the biggest lie that came from hell. Because that will make you think that you can do anything you want. And you went and got baptized one time and you're good. No, you need to know how to maintain what you receive from Christ and walk it out. And the only way you can do that is with power. Because the anointing is power. The anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. And that's power. It has to take power to come against a demonic force of power. Amen? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. It's amazing that we can do that now with and still be here through technology. You know that. With technology, we can send the word of God throughout the whole land. Because mostly everybody in the land has computers. Even the third world countries, they got computers someplace. And somebody could get note of it and spread it out to those that don't have it. Amen? A baptism has to come of a new life. The baptism of water brings a new life. And power has to come with oil of the anointing that brings fire to come to a new man. Because when they got equipped with oil upon them, fire came about, and they spoke with new tongues, and they became a new man. You got to remember that the disciples, when they walked with Jesus, they didn't have the power of the anointing within them. They only had the power of Jesus' anointing walking with them. So when they got baptized with the Holy Spirit, they became a new man. They never was the same. They didn't walk in fear no more. They knew their destiny. And they finished the race that was before them. They had no fear of death. They had no fear of anything. If God said go, they went. And that was the bottom line. Amen? Let's go to Mark 16. And we have to do the same thing. When God says go, you go. When God says you stay, don't question God. Don't say, oh, you don't understand. God got other things. No, don't question him. When we tell you to stay still, you stay still. Because if you don't, then you become God. And you took away his power to preserve you. Because he can't protect you in that way. He can't protect you. Because now you tie his hands up and you loosen the hand of Satan to come and bring destruction into your life. And then he has to become Savior again, and you have to call out for help, for rescue. Amen? Mark 16:16 says, he who believes and is baptized with will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not harm, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Man, that's a true statement because I have drank some stuff. I think they should have killed me. Seriously. And like Pastor said, the first thing he says that it will cast out demons. That's one thing that the power was made for us. To come against Satan's kingdom. And the power is used not for your own benefits. It's to come after Satan's kingdom. Destroy. Leave nothing behind. Kill and destroy. Because if you don't, he'll turn around and kill and destroy you. Because he's more afraid of you with power. Because he knows that your power is greater than his. Amen? We must be led by the Spirit. The work of the flesh associates with darkness, which is sin. We must be disciplined ourselves. This power, the kingdom, we must discipline ourselves to the power, the kingdom of God. We must have discernment because the devil will outwit us by knowledge of the flesh. He will outwit you by carnality. We must have dominion over the power of darkness that has been assigned to us, our families, our health, our finances, our projects, our jobs, our ministries, our possessions, and our destiny. Because Satan knows that you have an assignment, and he's going to try anything he can do to persuade you not to complete it. He knows that if you find out your true meaning of who you are, you won't be walking around here whimpering of what you don't have. Because you have it all already in you. All you have to do is just believe and follow. Amen? Galatians 5. That means you got to let go of some things. Galatians 5:16. Yes. Everybody there? I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveries, and all the like. That means there's more. Of which I tell you before, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Those that he speaks about right there has power. Those right there have power. It has power against evil because evil don't want you to have that. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit to not be walking in the flesh. We must be disciplined to be separated, to be filled. It can't be head knowledge. We must be past the power of darkness. We have to be past the power of darkness so that we can overcome darkness. Amen? To be changed. We must be obedient and hear the voice of God. We must surrender to God and let God be God. You gotta let God be God. Because if you don't let him be God, then there's another one that wants to take his place. Amen? Ephesians 6. Next chapter over. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. That's power. Having put on breastplate of righteousness, that's power. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that's power. Above all, taking the shield of faith, that's power. With which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, that's power to overcome the who? The wicked one. That is your defense of power. Amen? And then it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword. Now that's your offense. Now that's where you attack from. The sword of the Spirit. Which is of the Word of God. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to the end with perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly, making known the mystery of God. That's power. That's power. That's life-changing power to other people and other believers. You don't know what it's going to bring, but it's going to bring something. Amen? Satan will come against us to break covenant with God. We must fight to dress up with the full armor of God for battle and keep not swords sharp to devour the enemy. By not keeping your sword sharp, it will become dull to a dull factor to yourself and others. And the power of darkness will know it. They will know if you got light. They will know if you are able to come against them. They'll know. Because you got to understand them. They're watching you when you not think they're watching you. Because one thing about the enemy, right now they have power to be hidden. Where you can't see in the unseen. But one day God's going to take that power away from them and they'll be seen. Because they will come into on the earth and they will be, you'll be able to see them. And I hate to be around when you see them because it's gory. You think Hollywood got goriness. The reality is gorier than Hollywood. Amen? Because you can see it already manifesting in people of the outside of what's reflecting on them from what's on the inside of them, of those demons. They got all kinds of piercings and horns coming up out of them and everything else, destroying their body, the flesh that should be the temple of God. Amen? Proverbs 18. All you Bible scholars should know this one. Verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Now, the tongue ain't got power. It's the power in the tongue. That means that's where the power comes from. The tongue can't do nothing without the power that comes behind it. It says that you eat the fruits of the delicacies. That means if you're eating of righteousness and talking of righteousness, you're eating of the fruits of righteousness. But if you're eating of bitterness and anger and anything else of those things, you're eating death. Either you're going to speak life or death. There's no in between. We had a lady today that when we came in, she knew who we were. And we knew she cussed, but she wouldn't cuss around us. She would try to hold it back. And we just looked at her, and we knew where she was at. I said, "Do you want me to pray with you?" "Yes!" She said, "I'm going to go outside and smoke a cigarette." I couldn't stop her from doing that. But the respect that she had for us for knowing who we were. Amen? I wasn't taking her garbage. Amen. We won't take no garbage from people. No, I have people who say, "Dave, you're leaving?" "Yes, I'm out of here. I can't hang around this." Because it's most important, if God says go, you go. Because you don't know the next moment you stay there, something might hinder you. Amen. And then there's a time when he say, "You stay." Because it might be something that's about to hinder you, and he's trying to prevent you from meeting into it. There's delays for a reason. Some of y'all that think that you need to be out and doing things, the delay is for a reason. Just let the delay happen so that when you meet up to where you need to be at, God already have it already ordained for you to be where you need to be at. Because jobs are not just to go out there to make money. Jobs are there to be a witness. You're supposed to be a light in dark places so that when they see you, like I said, they think you're strange. They're curious about who you are. They're like, and you got to understand something. When they come against you, don't think they're coming against you. They're coming against the spirit that's in you. Because the spirit of darkness that's in them knows who you are. And sometimes want to test you just to see if you're going to stand on the holy ground that you're supposed to be standing on. There's people sometimes will test you just to see if you're the Christian you're supposed to be. Because they're looking for an answer and they're trying to find something that's genuine. Because the world got so many false religions out there and they're just poking you to see if you're going to stand on righteousness. And see that if they need prayer, that you're the one that can get prayer to answer to. Amen? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 4. For Christ is in of the law for righteousness. Am I in the wrong place? Yes, I am. See, pastor's not even here. Yes, I got it now. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. That's a memory lie, right? Yeah, that thing can lie to you like crazy, can it? Now, our job is to what? casting down every argument and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So it's trying to separate us from light and trying to penetrate darkness back into us, because we once was full of darkness and then we have became into light. Because the word says that if the body has light, the eye will have light. But if the body is dark, it'll be darkness. And then that's coming. You have to look. Sometimes you can see a person through their eyes and see where they're at. Amen? Most of the time. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Everything we do will be resistance in the spirit. We must have discipline, authority, dominion to overcome ourselves and this worldly system, which is controlled by Satan, power of delusion. By overcoming this, by the power, the anointing, then we can walk in victory and freedom. That's the only way we can walk in victory and freedom, is overcoming his delusions. Mark 16. So while everybody's walking around celebrating ho, 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 ho. Oh, you don't know? Christians are ho-hoing the crazy self to death over this Satan person that's got the name jumbled up to call himself Santa, when it's really jumbled up, it's called Satan. Because it takes away the meaning of the birth of Christ. And it brings you to the place of lying to your children. Now, there's a gay hole right there, isn't it? You're lying to your children. Oh, you better be nice, you better be good, because Santa Claus is... No. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. Now you're bringing lie and you're bringing a curse within your home. And you're bringing a curse upon your children. You know, my son asked me the other day, he said, Daddy, what is Christmas? And we was in a place where a lot of people said, it's about Jesus Christ's birth. Yes, I'm not hiding nothing from my son. And Santa Claus ain't got nothing about. And you curse yourself and say, I'm Santa Claus. You know how people say that? I'm Santa Claus. I'll pay all your bills. I'll pay all this on for this. No. Don't even call yourself that. Because you're cursing yourself and calling yourself something that is not real. We deal with reality, don't we? This is a false God image. That's all around the world. All around the world. It got so bad now that people say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Or they put an X before it and call it Xmas. Because they want to keep Christ out of it. Amen? Where are we at? Mark 16. Okay. Thank you. Mark 16:14 says, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he has risen. And he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Creature. So you preach to a... And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. No, where am I at? I'm at Mark 16 still. I'm supposed to be in Matthew 16. Y'all let me keep on going? Hallelujah. I was like, we just did that one already. Hallelujah. Y'all wanted to do that again, huh? Y'all want to speak with new tongues, huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, okay, now we get it. So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah are one of the prophets. He said to them, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We have keys to the kingdom. that produce power. And that power is the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and his word. We have power in the name of Jesus, not in the name of Huachimukanana. You know, some people change the name of Jesus, right? No, in the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, this power. Those who believe. And you know, sometimes there comes to a situation, you might be caught up in the world. I don't know about you. I know when I was caught up in the world and I had demons coming against me and beat me down. And all I knew was to call on the name of Jesus. I screamed that name out for about half an hour. And the presence of evil left that place. The only thing was, I wasn't here yet to learn how to maintain it. I got filled with the Holy Spirit, but didn't know how to maintain with power. Don't take this place for granted. There's a lot of people that don't get what we get. And be able to teach what we teach. See, we hear it from each other all the time. And we take it for granted because we hear it so much. Don't take God's word for granted. There's power there. 1 Thessalonians 5. And it's not about how much you know anyhow. It's who you know. Because if you know him, he'll keep you humble. We don't walk around with our chest out like a rooster. You don't do that. You don't do that. God, hallelujah. Because you know what? That is pride. And then Satan sees that. And he used that. He'll use your knowledge. Because there's no, now that you have came out of the anointing of the Spirit, now he'll use your carnal knowledge and make you think that you're still okay. Amen? Stay humble. That's power. Power. Now we exalt, verse 14. Now we exalt you, brothers, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one render evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will have power to be sanctified and complete. Another thing that, I ain't writing none of this down, but another thing that has power is in our worship. When you worship God, and when you come into a gathering of fellowship and worship, there's power there. Man, healing comes. Freedom comes. All kinds of stuff happens. And you might not even feel it. And then you notice in a couple of days, the things you used to do, it just don't seem there no more. It's like it just fades away. And it don't have that grip on you like it used to. Because now the oil that when it tries to hold on to is sliding off. 2 Corinthians 6. Just two more scriptures and we should be done. Is everybody okay? Y'all getting it? You'll be tested tomorrow. I'll be tested tomorrow. I'm teaching it. But we all will be tested because you're hearers of the words. And God said you're supposed to be doers of it. It's not about emotion thing. It's about being a doer. not a trier. Trier means you already gave up. You got to do this thing. You got to maintain this thing. And you can't let the devil mess with your mind to tell you that there's something better out there for you. There's nothing better out there than having Christ. Because if you think there's something better out there, then you're going right back into falsehood, deception, delusion, and you're going right back into the matrix. Amen. First Thessalonians, no, Second Corinthians 6, verse 1. When then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, in a set time I have heard you, and the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the set time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, and much patience in tribulations and needs and distresses and stripes and imprisonments and tumults and labors and sleepiness and fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on right hand and the left hand, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well-known, as dying and behold, we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things, because within you, you have all things. This is where God's faithful servants put their all in him. And that it brings power to overcome. Second Peter, last scripture. Hallelujah. Second Peter 1. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you, the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, and his divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may partake of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This will increase knowledge into you, power into you, his presence into you, and favor. Open our eyes and spirit to true life and escaping the traps of the deceptive world. You got to understand, truth is light and light is power. Without truth, you have no power. And you don't have light. Because then if you know light, the enemy is all around you. Now, there's some things that power brings. I'm going to name off these real quick. It brings victory. Now, this is something. There's many more. It brings victory. It brings freedom. It brings forgiveness. It brings love. It brings witness. It brings authority. It brings dominion. It brings wisdom. It brings knowledge and understanding. It brings fear of the Lord. It brings might. It brings protection. It brings sanctification. I'll say that again. It brings victory. It brings freedom. It brings forgiveness. It brings love. Also, it brings faith and hope. It brings witness and authority, dominion, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Fear the Lord. It brings might. It brings protection. It brings sanctification. It brings the cross. It brings the resurrection. And it brings the birth. Amen? So, Father, we thank you for your word and we thank you for your truth. We ask you, Lord, that as we go forth this day, Lord, we ask that your anointing will come forth as we go forth. As you said, your word is like a lamp. And you lead us and guide us by light, Lord. So let the power of your anointing, that anything of any enemy that comes before us, we speak, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That every tongue that rise up against us shall be condemned. And that you say that greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. So let your anointing, Lord, break the yoke of bondage. Rescue those who are out there, Lord, that don't know you, Lord. For this season, Lord, they celebrate someone else instead of the true Messiah. So, Lord, we celebrate you. We ask you, Lord, that you bring dreams and vision within each and every person in this place, Lord. Bring healing and deliverance where we lack at. And, Lord, let our eyes be able to see what you want us to see. Let us have the unction of your spirit and let your spirit grow within us. That we may come as a force upon the enemy and clean out our vessel as a force within us to grow more like you. So that we give you more glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.